The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says Father Franklin Becker sexually abused numerous children while serving in southern Wisconsin and California over the last few decades. Charles Linneman says Becker abused him when Linneman was about 13 and living in Walworth County.
I mean, I'm a school teacher in Illinois, and this is something, if I had done something like this, my school district wouldn't cover up for me and move me to another school and tell the parents that they'll take care of it.
And yet, Linneman says that's what the Catholic Church did with Father Becker. So Linneman has filed a lawsuit saying the archdiocese committed fraud. Linneman's attorney, Jeffrey Anderson, says the church indicated Becker was someone who could be trusted.
For representing to Chuck Linneman and to his parents and to all of these victims' parents that this was a holy and fit man that they could trust. And in fact, they knew that he had a history of molestation and he was a danger, and they never sounded the alarm.
Another fraud-related lawsuit against the Milwaukee Archdiocese a couple of months ago is pending in court. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says it's targeting Father Becker now because Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan recently announced the Vatican had returned Becker to lay status and allowed him to live in a Wisconsin community. The victims group says it's upset because the church doesn't have an independently run supervision program for abusive former priests. The case also comes as the victims wait for a state Supreme Court ruling that could boost victims' ability to sue religious institutions. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.